This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Real Relationship Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Real Talk is a podcast that covers everything that will help you to improve yourself and the lives of others. And just sometimes we might discuss the tea in the streets. Now, I want to introduce Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
And as we always say,
Happy Saturday! And thank you guys so much for tuning in to Black Radio Hall of Fame. And you know when you start your Saturday with us, you have started your Saturday off right. What's up, my listeners?
That's right. So, Fee, how was your week?
Let me tell you how my week was. Well, let's give you guys a picture here, okay? I am in a red dress. Dropped down to the floor with a nice split. I mean, I had my little fur cape on. Dr. B. Pope, he was all sharp, had his black on.
Right.
I mean, we had such a great time. I was driven there. And we went to the city of Riverdale. They have a Valentine's Gala, guys.
Right.
And let me tell you, it was so amazing. I was so encouraged. My honey is so awesome. I mean, they had all kind of food there. You know, you had your choice between your salmon, your chicken. I think they had like roast beef. I mean, they had everything.
Shrimp Alfredo.
Like, they had everything you can imagine.
And the food was off the
broccoli,
chain.
Your broccoli, your asparagus. They had like everything. I mean, everything was top notch. You had like, you know, lemonade and water and tea at your table.
And champagne.
Then you had champagne. I mean, it was just awesome. And there was so many great people there. The mayor of Riverdale was there. All the judges that have seats in Riverdale were there. I mean, so many great, like, you know, people that were there. And the crowd was so amazing. Everyone was dressed to the T. I mean, it was just such a great night for Dr. B and I to be together and just express our love to one another.
Right.
And just have a good time. I mean, the dance floor, we was, you know, having fun. And, I mean, it was just a great, great time. So I had a great Valentine's.
Well,
thank
that's
you so
awesome.
Much, honey.
Well, babe, I had a great time too, and I think one of the highlights of the night outside of the food and the dancing was Keith Washington. I mean,
yes.
This brother got down, and I think he's in his 60s now, but he can croon, he can work the stage, and I think outside of his singing, he was just a nice guy. I mean,
yeah,
we were able to hang out with him, talk to him, and took pictures, and we're going to go see him in a few months when he comes back down, and we're
the
talking
City Winery,
about,
yeah.
And he's actually, and I asked him if he could be on the show, and he said, hey, let's hook up when he comes back, because he's moving to the A, so I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully in the next few months, hey, we'll have Mr. Keith Washington on the show.
That's great. It was good to see Art Terrell.
Right.
So, you know, and, you know, of course, he's with the Black Radio Hall of Fame family, so yeah. It was good to see him. So, I mean, we just had a great time.
Today, I want to lift up Jesse Owens, who was born on September 12, 1913 in Oakville, Alabama. He was a legendary African-American track and field athlete whose remarkable achievements transcended the confines of sports and left an undeniable mark on history. Owen's crowning moment came during the 1936 Berlin Olympics, where he defied Adolf Hitler's ideology of the Aryan supremacy by clinching 4 gold medals in track and field. The events were the 100 meters, 200 meters, long jump, and the 4x100 meters relay. His unparalleled success on the world stage not only shattered racial stereotypes, but also served as a symbol of hope and resilience for African Americans and oppressed people globally. Beyond his athletic prowess, Owens became a symbol of courage and dignity, using his platform to advocate for racial equality and social justice. Despite facing systemic racism and segregation upon returning to the United States, he continued to inspire generations with his unwavering commitment to excellence and his belief in the power of perseverance. Jesse Owens' legacy continues to be a beacon of hope and a testament to the triumph of the human spirit over adversity. His groundbreaking achievements paved the way for future generations of African-American athletes and cemented his status as one of the greatest athletes in history. So, real talk, kudos go out to Jesse Owens.
Yes, Jesse Owens. That was just so amazing. Doing something like that in a time, in an era that he was in. And I remember hearing about Franklin D. Roosevelt never really acknowledging him winning all those medals back then.
Well, he didn't. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals. He never got a letter. He never got acknowledged by the president at all. So even though he was a U.S. citizen, FDR did not even consider him worthy for a call or letter.
What time is it?
It's time for the tea. It's time for the tea.
Well, the tea right now is about Juanita Bynum. Juanita Bynum is a pastor. She's prominent most for being a black female television evangelist in the country. And so basically, let me give you guys a little bit of what's going on with Juanita. It says here that Dr. Juanita Bynum believes that the lines are being blurred in the church today between men and women. She called out her congregation by saying that we have taken it too far when we tell everyone in the church, come as you are. Let's hear what she has to say.
Brothers, we wearing our pants too tight. Them little bitty suits is worrying me. Them ones that's hot waters is cut all up in here so we can count how many you got down there. Something is wrong. Little jackets that's too little look like you just put on little Ray Ray's clothes or something and came to church. To the point even your little dance scare me. The way you shout scare me. Your knees too close to be a man. Let me get this tipping when you shout. Open up your legs and shout like a man. Y'all up here shout like girls and the women shout like dudes.
Oh my goodness, guys. When I first heard this, I was on the floor. This is hilarious. But at the same time, I have to be considerate of that person maybe sitting in that audience that had that tight suit on. So let me just tell you what social media is saying about this. The inflammatory remarks from the pulpit were by and largely viewed as offensive. So this is social media saying this is offensive, guys. It says, imagine going to church where you're supposed to be able to come as you are.
Right.
And to just be sitting there and be just, you know, insulted by the pastor or evangelist or whatever, whoever's on, you know, up preaching on the pulpit. So, I mean, Dr. B. Pope, what do you think about this? Like, should this be happening at church where you're in front of a congregation and you're calling out a handful of people and you're insulting them?
Well, I know for myself. When I first heard it, I was shocked more than anything because I couldn't believe that was being said. But I know when I was growing up, I remember preachers would do things like that all the time. And I remember how I felt. And even if they weren't if they were not talking about me, I felt sorry for the person whom they were speaking about. And I think that sometimes as leaders, we can overstep our authority. And I think sometimes even as ministers in the name of God or the Holy Spirit, we can overstep our authority, because so many scriptures in the Bible talks about loving people, treating people like yourself, the way that you want to be treated. And I can't see someone who wants to be treated in this direction. If you were there in that tight suit, or if you had an issue, I mean, I would be so embarrassed, and I know I probably wouldn't want to go back. I wouldn't want to go back to that congregation.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, you probably got people saying, yeah, preach the word. You telling them.
Right.
But like you said in Matthew 18:15, you take it to that person before you put it before the congregation out of love. And that's just my perspective.
So listeners, what do y'all think about this? Like, right. You know, then Kim Burrell was also, you know, at a church singing. And this lady started singing and just getting to the spirit and hallelujah and shouting going on. She told the lady to be quiet. She said, honey, use your mask.
Wow.
You know? So it's just, you know, I think like Real said, we're just kind of getting, you know, a little bit out of order, you know, as far as in the church and, you know, thinking that we have too much power.
Right.
So, yeah. So, hey, listeners, let us know what you guys are thinking.
All right. Now, do you have any more tea?
That is the tea.
Well, I guess the only tea I have is, I don't know if you all watched the Super Bowl on Sunday. It was phenomenal. The Kansas City Chiefs
beat
up on the 49ers. Great game. And then Usher performed at halftime.
Ooh, yes, honey. And Usher let it burn.
He did a fantastic job. Represented for A. Brought out Alicia Keys. Brought out Ludacris and Lil Jon. And her on the guitar.
And don't forget about Jermaine Dupri now, because Jermaine was the one bringing out them beats.
Yeah, he brought the beats and I guess setting the clothing trend. My name is Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
And we'll be back after the break.
Let's go. In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. You should know how I feel. I saw the shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was sitting in my ear. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Oh, she's saying, come get me. So I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I told her, I said,
yeah, yeah.
When it got down, she said, come and get me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got so proud of her. Now she told me,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey, it's Fee the Busy Bee, and I'm here with Better Care For You. We treat our clients like family. We live to care. Why call us? Because we take our mission to provide exceptional in-home care in familiar surroundings seriously. Our services are a companion sitter, personal care, respite, and we also work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Call us now at 678-900-8397. Again, that's 678-900-8397. Or catch us out on the web at BetterCare4U. That's BetterCare, the number 4, YOU.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk. I'm Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
And that is Tyree singing Sweet Lady. And that's what I think about Fee, the Busy Bee. She is my sweet lady.
Okay, for a lifetime.
All right, for a lifetime.
All right, now.
Now, today we're going to continue our conversation and discussion on love. I know last week we allowed listeners to give their shout-outs, but today we're going to talk about something that really hinders the love factory, and that's forgiveness or the lack of forgiveness.
That's right, the lack of forgiveness. It's so funny how you can love somebody so much, and then they do stuff to hurt you, It's like you forget you ever loved that person. It's like you're just upset and you're mad and you don't remember any of the great times or good times you guys had or what even made you guys, you know, like each other in the beginning, you know, because you're so focused on that moment and what happened.
Right. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because there was a study that came from the Mayo Clinic, and they said that so many people, I think it's like 60% of relationships end because of a lack of forgiveness at one point or another in time.
So how much was the percentage?
60%.
60%. That's a lot.
So that means that when you're in your relationship, if someone can hold a grudge or someone can hold, you know, something against you, and if they never talk about it, and they say that can hinder your growth and progress of your relationship.
I believe it. I really do believe that that can hinder you. Because like I said, you totally forget about why you fell in love or why you didn't like the person. Because you're focused on the anger or focused on the things they did wrong to make you feel that have made you feel the way you felt. And so I think that happens. I can see 60%.
60%. And I think forgiveness means different things to different people. But in general, it involves an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger.
I mean, yeah, Dr. B. Pope, I think you're so right about forgiveness. And forgiveness really involves a willingness to put...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Put aside feelings of resentment towards someone, right, you know, who has wronged you or been unfair to you or have hurt you or harmed you in some way. I think that's really big about how we really need to look at forgiveness, right, in a serious way. Mm-hmm. And this week we had a television personality, Amber Rose. She talked about on the podcast Happy Life, Happy Wife about how she felt about forgiveness. Let's check out what she said about it.
So for me, I don't believe in forgiveness if you don't want to forgive.
Oh,
that's my philosophy. I'm very happy with still hating people because it makes me happy.
I love that.
Yeah. So wow. I feel like a lot of people are like, forgiveness is going to heal you.
Yeah.
You're going to be better. You know, I think if it's eating away at you where it's like affecting your life, then maybe you should try a different avenue. But I'm very comfortable with hating people from my past.
Okay, well, you guys heard it. Amber Rose speaking about what she thinks about forgiveness. I don't know if she was joking or if that's just how she feels about it. But I mean, what do you think about what she said, her view on forgiveness?
Well, I think what she said, it was shocking.
Right.
And I don't know Amber Rose's journey. I don't know that much about her life or what she's gone through. But evidently, she would rather hang on to hate as opposed to forgiveness. How she said that it's okay for me to hate other people. So that's kind of disturbing in a way, because one thing I realized with hate promotes, or should I say, a lack of forgiveness promotes anger.
Yes.
A lack of forgiveness promotes frustration,
bitterness,
impatience, bitterness, anxiety, discouragement. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list goes on and on, but it seems like she would rather hang on to hate as opposed to forgiveness. And one thing that I heard, and Steve Harvey said it the best, he said when you don't forgive, it's like poisoning yourself, expecting the other person to die first.
So it's like you're drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right, exactly.
Because you know, you're not dealing with it.
Right, because you're not dealing with it.
You think that's hurting the other person.
You think that's hurting the other person, but guess who is really hurting?
It's really hurting you.
It's really hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing that stands out with this. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know anything about her, but I just know what she said. And I'm taking her words as face value.
Right. And, you know, I could see that, though, when you live in a society or if you surround yourself with a certain culture where, you know, you feel like that's all I can do. You know, we're in this cancel culture already where people are just like, you do something to me, forget you.
Right.
And so I could see, you know, people thinking that way.
Well, I can see a lot of people thinking that way because it's easier on the front side to hate people as to forgive. Because I think about the times when I had trouble forgiving people. And like I say, the bottom line, I think we had talked about it on another show, is just that P-R-I-D-E.
Yes, that pride.
Because I remember people who I had trouble forgiving, if I saw them, it would stir up certain emotions inside. If I saw them talking to other people, it would stir up emotions inside.
Right.
And don't let them be doing something that I wanted to do. Oh, man, that would make me upset and angry.
Wow.
Because it did something to my inner self.
Right.
So I think that's why it's so important to understand the dynamics of forgiveness in a relationship or whatever you're doing. You have to understand that forgiveness is for you.
Yeah, you totally have to understand that. And I think, you know, me being a Christian, it's like I always just think about what Jesus did when he died on the cross for me. So it's like that helps me know that his blood has forgiven me. So how can I expect God to forgive me and then I don't forgive other people?
Wow. After the break, we're going to continue our conversation on forgiveness. I'm Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
Do you ever wake up reaching out for me? Do I ever cross your mind anytime? I miss you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or lost in life's journey? It's time to find peace and guidance at A Better Counselor Services, your trusted partner in pastoral counseling. At A Better Counselor Services, we offer a safe space for individuals and families seeking support, healing, and spiritual guidance. Our holistic approach integrates faith-based principles with professional counseling techniques, empowering you to navigate life's challenges with resilience and hope. Contact us at 404-992-8273 or visit our website at www.abettercounselor.com to learn more about our virtual and in-person services. Your journey to living your best life continues here.
Hello, you switched roles with your parents. They are living under your roof now, and you're taking care of them. Yes, I've been there. What do you do with your family's home? Would selling the home help you with the responsibilities of taking care of your loved ones? Here at Your Forever Agent, we have the answers. Looking to sell the family home or looking to increase your home size, we are here for you. At Your Forever Agent, the Pope team will assist you. Call us today, 770-904-9478. Again, that's 770-904-9478. We are ready to assist you.
To share with me the special day. Well, ribbons in the sky for our love. If for love, may I touch your hand and it please. May I once again
Welcome back to Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
And that's Intro with Ribbon in the Sky, a remake of Stevie Wonder's hit. And that song is very dear to Fee and myself because that song was sang in our wedding.
Yes, it was. I'm over here jamming.
Right. Beautiful song. And today we're talking about forgiveness and or the lack of forgiveness. That's right. What we're talking about on the show. Because this is Love Month and we just want to highlight things that can help relationships, and forgiveness can be a big plus in any relationship. But unforgiveness can kill a relationship.
All right, Dr. B. Pope. Now, we've talked a lot about unforgiveness.
Right.
So let's talk about forgiveness. Can you give us some nuggets to help us to forgive so we can really be able to make our relationships flourish with just not our significant others, but with our friends as well?
Well, first of all, forgiveness goes back to the Bible for me.
Okay.
I understand that God has died for my sins, so if I want to receive that gift, I might have to make sure that I learn how to forgive other people.
So, like, let me just interject here. So that gift, I think people need to really understand that gift that God freely gave us.
Right.
What's that free gift?
That gift of love.
Yeah.
That gift of, you know, reconciliation back to Him.
Yes.
I mean, the gift of forgiveness.
Yes. Kindness, peace, love, right. Patience, all that. All that's the gift that God has freely given us. And so it's so funny how when someone gives us something for free, then we want to turn around and put a price tag on it.
We want to put a price tag on it.
But just so if God is freely giving us, then we should freely give.
Right. So Let's continue to talk about the different things that people can do to help them to forgive.
Right.
All right. Okay. And also, you have to understand that you're not perfect. Okay. And that you're going to make mistakes. Because I think when you show grace towards others, it always helps you to forgive.
It really does. Because you start thinking about what you've done.
Exactly.
And that you're not perfect.
And also, you got to have an empathetic heart towards that person. Basically thinking about what are they going through. Like when they did hurt you, what were they doing? You know, what were they going through? Because sometimes they react, but they might have a lot of baggage. So you are just the conduit of what's going on in their life.
Wow.
And also with forgiveness, you got to understand that it's a process, that it's not going to just happen overnight. Because sometimes people think, I should forgive and it should just go away. But no, sometimes it takes time.
So it takes work.
It takes work. Like it has to be intentional where you're praying about it. Mm. You know, where you're actually putting forth an effort. And when you're going before God saying, God, help my heart to be different.
And then you got to do that Matthew 18:15. You got to go to that person and talk to them.
You got to go to that person if you can.
Wow, yeah.
If you can. Because I know there's a lot of people who cannot go to the person who actually hurt them.
Right. They may be deceased or something like that. Yeah.
But they have to be good with that if they let it go.
Right.
And also you got to understand that what forgiveness isn't. Because I think sometimes people think that forgiveness, that it's gone and I got to act like it never, ever happened. But see, that's not always the case.
Okay.
Because sometimes when you forgive, it still might be there and you have to work yourself through it. Mm-hmm. And forgiveness is not like you're going to be ace, boom, coon with this person all over again. You have to work to that point.
See, and I think, too, it gives a false narrative, even being Christians.
Right.
Because you kind of feel the pressure like, oh, well, you know, I got to be buddy-buddy with them again. It's going to be like it was before. And that's not always true.
Just depending
on the situation.
Depends on the situation.
Right.
I mean, because just think if your girlfriend slept with your husband.
Oh, that's rough.
Now, you could forgive, but are you going to be having her over your house?
Oh, no. Hey, look, sister girl got some boundaries,
right.
Okay?
So, sometimes
she is not coming over to the crib.
So, sometimes you got to understand what forgiveness is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people battle with forgiveness because they get it confused with reconciliation.
Right.
Because reconciliation is a two-part. That means that person understands, you understand, and you're together.
Oh,
but see, sometimes
okay.
That's different than from just forgiveness. That's reconciliation.
Gotcha. Okay. So they're two different things.
They're two different things. And a lot of times people have trouble with that and they feel like they can't grasp the two.
Right, right.
So these are just a few nuggets that can help people to forgive in their relationships.
Wow. I love it. I love it. And I love love on top of that. So I really think this is going to enhance a lot of our relationships because a lot of people are going through this.
Exactly. And if you're going through something difficult or something that you can't get through, it's okay to get counseling.
Yes.
I am a licensed pastoral counselor, and it's so much that people are dealing with. So if you need help navigating this, please give me a call. So Feed the Busy Bee, it looks like we've come to an end of another show.
Yes, we have. Forgiveness. I am so excited about this.
Right. And my quote of the week is by Bryant McGill. He says, there's no love without forgiveness, and there's no forgiveness without love. So you got to have both of them together.
Wow, I love that quote. All right, so thank you so much, listeners, for being part of the conversation, and we want to keep you guys a part of the conversation. So check this out. If you missed the show, you can check out our previous shows on different platforms. That's going to be Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Spotify. And just remember, when you put in the search bar, put in The Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Feed the Busy Bee. Remember, you have to put in The Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Feed the Busy Bee. And also, too, like I said, let's keep the conversation going, guys, by emailing us at realtalkbrhf@gmail.com. Again, that's realtalkbrhf@gmail.com. I'm Feed the Busy Bee.
And I'm Dr. B. Pope. And as always,
we are busying out.
Thank you for listening to Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee the Busy Bee. Be sure to follow Dr. B. Pope on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And follow Fee the Busy Bee on TikTok and Instagram.